Hi, I'm Logan Starlogic, and you are listening to LoganCast, episode 87.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this 87th episode of GuildCast for November 27th, 2007. I'm your host, Sean, and for this episode I was fortunate enough to sit down with Jackie from Rebel Rising about their 2008 RAR Tournament Cup being held this Saturday, December 1st at noon Eastern Standard Time. Rebel Rising, of course, is the uber-elite GVG guild who won the $100,000 tournament in both August and September of this year. I will be putting a link to the complete details for this RAR tournament in the show notes for today, and that link is actually at Guild Cafe, who are the ones sponsoring this tournament. So be sure to check that out if you're interested in registering your guild for the tournament itself, or even if you want to take part in their mini pet giveaway, which is still going on. I also wanted to mention that I will still be doing a show next week on the Vanguard, as I mentioned last episode, but this here is just a small little bonus episode here. So, without further ado, here's my interview with Jackie from Rebel Rising. Alright, so here we are with Jackie from Rebel Rising.
Hi.
And she is going to tell us a little bit about the new tournament, the RAR tournament, as it's called, RAWR 2008, and it's sponsored by Guild Cafe. And if you pay attention to the GuildWars.com main site at all, you'll notice that just recently it was one of the top recent news story. And what it is it's a GVG tournament. Am I right? And it's going to be actually this Saturday, December 1st?
Yep. At noon. EST.
Okay. At noon. And so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that. And I know I'm going to try to get this out before it's too late. Are there still spots to be filled?
Oh, plenty okay. of spots. Wide open.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hopefully maybe we can get some more people to apply for that then. So why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about the tournament itself.
Okay, well, like I said, the tournament is called the 2008 RAR Cup Title Series, hopefully one of many that will continue in the future. One of its main points that we like to advertise, first off, is that it's three divisions. So, because I know a lot of people that play Guild Wars now and play in the ATs, you know, they really hate registering for an AT and then being matched up against a team that is totally out of their skill level and just getting, I mean, just either getting rolled or, you know, just not being a worthwhile match because, you know, it wasn't fair. So we looked into that and we decided, first point, we're going to make this three divisions. So that way guilds that are, you know, ranked 500 or so don't have to play against the top 10 guilds and just feel, you know, utterly depressed and defeated. You know, they'll actually have a chance at winning prizes, a chance to win number one and get the reward points and prizes and stuff. So that was one of our main points we wanted to ensure in this tournament. So there's the Dragon Division, which offers a monitor as its first prize. Phoenix Division, which offers an awesome mouse, gaming mouse. And then the Titan Division, which offers t-shirts and in-game reward points. So that's the main outline for the tournament there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of the prizes are really, you know, high quality stuff. I know I'm checking out the website now, which I, of course I'll put a link to this in the show notes for today so people can check it out. But there's, you know, there's a tab for prizes and, on this prize page, they tell exactly, you know, the details of each of these prizes, which everyone should definitely check out because it's some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. It, definitely beats like the, you know, customized Guild Wars keyboard that, you know, Anet gives out, at least in my opinion. I mean, monitors are pretty cool, so unfortunately, Rebel Rising RAR members can't compete in the tournament, so we got lucked out on that, but hey, we put it on for the community, so it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it, not only that, I mean, it gets your name out there, and it puts you in a good light as someone who puts forth, you know, the effort to do something like this for the community.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the guild then?
Okay, Rebel Rising was created almost a year ago, last December, right after the big Germany GWFC tournament. And we formed up with new players, sent out applications, did the whole shebang. And our main goal from day one was to win Gold Capes and hopefully travel to the next huge world tournament hosted by ArenaNet. Still waiting for that one. But we definitely don't plan on, you know, breaking up. This is definitely a long-term guild. And we were fortunate enough during our GVGs, somebody ran into a contact with Guild Cafe, and they were interested in us, and they wanted us to host this tournament, which was pretty awesome. So we got together with them and did that whole thing. And finally, it fell through just a couple months ago, and we were able to launch it out officially. But yeah, we're a pretty serious GVG guild, and we practice about 3 to 5 times a week. We play mostly in ATs, although not recently, because we don't really think they're all that great. We try to, like, we play ladder matches when we can, and just whenever we see top guilds in Ops mode, we try to jump in and play against them.
Yeah, so you were the GVG, the $100,000 tournament GVG champions for August and September.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, we weren't doing so well before that. So, like, when the first monthly, the first $100,000 series ATs came out, we got, like, I think the first tournament we got silver, and then the next one we got, like, bronze. We finished, like, top 32, and then the next one we bumped up to silver again. And then finally in August, we got our first gold capes. Yay! Playing a balanced build. It was a lot of fun and a lot of intense matches. And then the next month, August, September, we won again. The last game we played against, one of the guys aired out, which created a lot of drama. One of the guys on the other team did. But it's a lot of hard-earned work, and it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, that's a pretty big fee, especially when you consider how big PvP is in this game in general, you know, and how big this game is in general also. And to be the world champions, I guess you could say, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. It sounds a lot cooler than it really is when you call it world champions, you know. It doesn't really feel like that to us.
I know having the gold trim on the cape itself, even when someone sees that, you can see people freak out about it. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always a lot of fun. I think we were the second American guild to get it when we won it for the first time. So that was pretty excited when we referred to it that way. Yeah. I think Idiot Savants was the only other guild that had a gold cape. American guild that had a gold cape.
Oh, okay. So earlier this week, you guys were doing a mini pet giveaway. Are you still, is that still going on?
Yeah, we have one more mini pet to give away, mini Naga Rain collar. And it's going to be given out on Saturday. So the day the RAR tournament launches is the day we give out our last mini pet. We mainly did this as a tribute to the PvE players out there. We know that everybody is not PvP, so we didn't want to leave, like, the other half of the community, you know, not involved. So we, me and my co-founder / co-guild leader, Awoa, put together all our cash and money, and we bought these really cool mini pets and just hosted this giveaway as for the PvE community. Thought it'd be fun.
That's really cool. That's a good idea. It's really nice to have when you can tell PvEers about PvP, because a lot of times PvEers want to get into PvP and they don't know, you know, what the first step. They don't know how to get into it. And I think it's really cool that you're reaching over and saying, hey, you know, come over here. You know? But it's like you're extending a friendly arm, you know, to the PvEers. So that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, we were really hoping some of them would, you know, on their way to the mini pet contest, stumble across this tournament and enter themselves. It's one of the big reasons we created the Titan Division. We really pushed it towards guilds having, you know, little to no GVG experience. So we wanted those inexperienced PvE guys, you know, the guys who want to come into PvP but are scared, you know, because they just don't want to go in and get raped, because that's no fun. You know, you want to have a chance. So we wanted to create this division for people to, you know, just play and have fun and not have to worry about, you know, the big guys coming down and stomping on you.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. So on this webpage that I'll have a link to in Guild Cafe, they have everything that you'll need to know. I mean, they have the registration, mm-hmm. and it will tell you how to register for this tournament. They have the rules. There's even forums about it, prizes, and everything. So this will be, it's at noon Eastern, and at 5, which is 5 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on December 1st. And if somebody wants to enter for this, you know, if they hear this and they feel they want to enter their guild, they can just go on here and fill out this registration, and then it'll take you on from there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically on step by step.
Yeah, you have to have the way it works is, like, after you register and you create your guild and everything, you have to add people to the guild roster. So that way we know when we give out prizes, we're going to give it out to these people who are signed up for that guild. You know. So that means that all your guild members have to come up and create an account so it can be added to the guild. So that process might take a while, which is why we really want people to start early.
Well, you know, in my opinion, I think everybody should use Guild Cafe anyway. I think that's.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's really cool. It's like Facebook for Guild Wars,
exactly.
and other games, like other games too.
Yeah. So was there anything else you wanted to point out about this?
It's great tournament. Everyone should come and play. If not, just it's all gonna be on Ops Mode, by the way. It works the same format as the monthly ATs do. So the Swiss rounds won't be on Ops Mode unless, of course, they're top 100 teams, then they'll be automatically on there. But the you know, like that little special events tab thing, you click and then, like, you know, a gazillion matches drop down. At least right now, because it's still displaying last month. It'll be the same way for ours. And it'll show each division, the top 16 guilds that play in the Swiss rounds will be up there. So it'll be fun. You can watch Dragon Division, Phoenix Division, Titan Division. They'll all be up there. Yeah, it'll be nice. And we're also having Kestrel from Weapon of Choice coming back. I know a lot of PvPers used to listen to that, so that'll be great because he'll be doing some coverage.
Oh, nice. So it'll be like live coverage?
Yeah, it'll be live coverage. So as it's happening, you know, again, he'll get to rage and, you know, excitement, and then get disappointed all in one. It'll be fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah, if you don't like PvP, you know, enter in for a mini pet. Still got one more. You put in a lot of money for it, so it'll be great.
Yeah, you still got time.
Yeah, still got time. The division's locked down and closes midnight GMT, I want to say, on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that gives us a day to buffer and get everything together and get everyone the keys and tokens, and then it goes on. It launches on December 1st.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea, and I'm really glad you came on here, you know, to talk to me about this, because I think it was put together really well, and I think everything was assembled, you know, professionally, and it just looks really great. It seems like it'll be a great time, and I can't wait to go ahead and watch some of these too.
Yeah, I hope so too, and hopefully this will be one of many
yeah.
to come.
Well, cool. Well, I thank you again, Jackie, for coming on here and talking to me. And
no problem. My pleasure.
Maybe next time you do this again, I can talk to you again.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. Well, take care. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye.
See you.